This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Okay, then. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
They've just come out with the binary trigger for the AK platform, which, do I have to say any more about that one? Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Many times have you heard recently, Hillary Clinton, she's one of them, right after she said that there can be no civility, now she's calling for unification. So many of our betters in these troubled times, our beloved and respected elite, have cried out that we have to put aside our petty differences and come together. And I agree. I say let's unify around the conservative agenda of the guy that we elected president, Donald Trump. See, we can find some common ground. Oh, they're not for that, though, are they? But, we have to unify around something, right? So we're going to unify around something. Shouldn't we do it around the policies of the guy who won the presidency? Around the party that currently holds both houses of Congress? Around the side that holds a majority on the Supreme Court? Is that too soon? I could be cynical. I could doubt the sincerity of our moral superiors. I could engage in some nutty conspiracy theory to the effect that the leftist wackos on CNN, MSNBC, and their Frito-Con pals really mean that we should unify around them and their preferred policy. But that then means we would have to give up our preferred policies, the ones that serve our interests instead of the interests of the useless elite. But that's crazy talk, isn't it? So when they talk about unity, they totally mean that they intend to come around to our way of thinking. Because it's the right thing to do. Unifying and stuff, right? Chet thinks so. Chet's the unicorn. Yeah. Normal people are perfectly willing to unify when unity isn't a fraud designed to cover the elite's massive grift. But, and this is going to sound kooky, a lot of normal people don't trust our elite when it says, trust us. The darned regular American persons, always remembering all the ways that the elite has screwed up and failed. Like Iraq, 2008 meltdown. Last couple of seasons of The Walking Dead. But the elite's done so many good things recently. You know what? I'm just a hate criminal. I should just shut up. Normal's stubborn insistence on holding the elite accountable for their utter incompetence is definitely racist, sexist, and transphobic. For some reason. The simple truth that these shrill demands for unity are really demands for our surrender. The elitists who are howling that we have to come together have no intention of coming together with us. They want us to come together around them and the very same policies and initiatives and weird taboos that we've spent the last few election cycles repudiating. So what do these people propose to give up to help us close the American divide? Their campaigns against our free speech? Or against our religions? or their campaigns against our guns, or our desire for people to use the right bathroom. They don't intend to give up anything. They intend to give up nothing. We're just supposed to give up ours. Now, besides the fact that's always what we've had to do because of the policies or the Frito cons in place, now they just, what used to be a favor to go along, to get along, now it's an obligation. We're just supposed to give up ours. We just are. And most of all, what's supposed to bring us together in all of this glorious frenzy of united unity is our relinquishment of our bad attitude, the uppity urge that leads us to embrace disruptors like Donald Trump and reject the hierarchy our betters desperately seek to reestablish, with themselves at the top and us toiling down below. Don't call it unity, call it unity. Unity means rejecting mean old Trump and his feisty ilk and re-embracing the reasonable, rational, submissive GOP puffballs like Jeb and Mitt, the classic Republican who understand their job is to lose like gentlemen and to talk bad about us members of the uncouth GOP base to their leftist buddies at the cocktail parties. Unity means not insisting on conservative judges, and it means not demanding respect. And unity certainly means not blaspheming the holy sacraments of elitism, like the climate change grift, or the idea of the perpetual perfidy of patriarchy, and the need to utterly disarm the peasantry. Unity means losing. And, you know, that's enough of the quotation marks, right? I'm done with the quotation marks. We have unity, all right? We just need to do everything they want. We'll just have unity, like ants have unity, like the red Chinese have unity, like the leftist college campuses have unity. Sweet, warm, huggy unity under the whole benevolent guidance and iron rule of our elite betters. Or we could just say, I'll take a hard pass on that one. Thank you so much. Thank you so many. They want unity. They can unify around the Constitution. Not what they try to shoehorn into it, but what's already in there. If they want unity, they can unify around the radical idea that every American has the God-given right to say what he pleases, to praise how he pleases, pack the heat that he pleases for defense of himself, his family, his community, and his Constitution. And if they want unity, they can unify around the principle that normal Americans can and will rule ourselves. And that we don't want, and we're not going to accept that anyone has the right to judge us, be disrespectful to us, dictate to us. Unity means ending the relitigation of the last election via the Mueller charade. And it means no more calling conservative dissenters traitors and yelling treason every time they get beat at the ballot box. Unity means not calling for getting in their opponents' faces to try to intimidate them into silence and acquiescence to the leftist rule. It means not whining about how the Constitution is unfair every time they lose a fight. Unity means, you know, not just accepting that Donald Trump is our president, but the fact that he has a moral right to pursue the policies that he promised the people who elected him. Unity means that if our elites want to remain thought of as semi-elite, somewhat elite, or whatever, they have to stop being jerks. And that's probably why we won't be seeing unity anytime soon. But they're calling for it. They want the unity. And once again, just like everything else, where they get like the conversation on gun control, that just means giving up guns. That doesn't mean, well, we want to look at things. It just means giving up guns. All of you that didn't do anything today, our conversation is you give up your guns. That's the conversation. That's how you achieve the unity. You know, free speech. Well, you know, there's hate speech, which that's a new thing. That's a new phenomenon. It's another political term like assault weapon or gun violence. They can consistently take over all the time language and use it to suit their needs, just like they do the Constitution and you and everything else. I mean, the rule of law, all of these things that we just, you know, normal people just say, this is the way of life. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
these insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com. Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
.com. I need to get old Mr. Jacobson to come on the show and let's talk about those guns here very shortly. We are going to do that. FranklinArmory.com. The United States Border Patrol alerted Texas landowners about the possibility of armed citizens being on their property. In addition to the Border Patrol, the National Guard, and now the United States Army, some of these militia groups that have been out there, and they've actually been doing a very, very good job of patrolling the border and keeping violence wherever they are at a minimum. They've decided to join in on this to prevent illegal aliens from entering the U.S. Armed citizens have decided to provide support to federal law enforcement officials after they received word that the Central American caravan carrying illegal aliens would be arriving at the United States-Mexico border in the coming days. They're about 1,000 miles away now. According to the AP, activists are coordinating with other citizens about taking a place along the border. One even told them it was imperative that we have boots on the ground. It's a coming practice for militia and members of the Minutemen to keep watch on the border. I've seen, I've actually spoken with one guy that's actually part of that, and I've seen a special that he was involved in on TV. When they see someone illegally crossing, they call Border Patrol to come and apprehend the person or persons. They do go armed and kitted up, ready for a degree of combat, without a doubt, but that's more for their own protection. They are not offensive. To the best of my knowledge, they have not actually used their weapons on the border. Those who can't make it to the border have donated money for supplies and equipment. Those who do plan to patrol the border usually bring firearms and tactical gear. Oregon resident Monica Marin raised about $4,000 to help the militias purchase supplies. She believes the Minutemen are helping out federal authorities. She said, "When I look at the TV footage of this caravan, I see young fighting-age men who do not look like they're starving. They look like they're ready to fight," she said to the Yucatan Times. "We're trained. We're not hotheads. We're not out here to shoot people." Some people in the small border towns aren't exactly thrilled about this, though. Claire Godfrey, who lives in Arivaca, Arizona, put signs up saying militias are not allowed on her property. "I want everybody to be aware that we do not want the militias," Godfrey told KPHO-TV. South Texas resident Mariana Trevino Wright echoed her concerns. "We go about our business here every day in a peaceful manner. The idea that we might be invaded not by illegal immigrants but by militia groups is regrettable and it will end badly." Trump has deployed over 5,000 troops to augment the nearly 2,500 National Guardsmen to keep the caravan riders from entering the United States. And we should see them in about 6-7 days. Now, along with this, our Secretary of Defense, he was speaking today. Now, to recap, which, we just talked about it. This has been a growing alien horde. But now we have multiple hordes approaching in waves. And with local police in Mexico, they're not stopping them. The closest caravan is a week away. And we have deployed the military. So Secretary of Defense James Mattis, this is a guy who is a general in the Marine Corps. So he looks at any sort of a deployment as a very serious thing. I mean, I don't remember the last time we deployed troops in the United States. Maybe in World War II? Yesterday, a reporter made an insinuation that this was a stunt during a press conference with South Korea's defense minister. And coming from Fox News, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis emphatically denied a reporter's suggestion Wednesday that the deployment of thousands of active duty troops to the U.S.-Mexico border is part of a political stunt ahead of next week's midterm elections. Mattis told a reporter, "We don't do stunts in this department, thank you." He added the deployment was to provide practical support to the Department of Homeland Security and was based on a request from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. So, they've got over 7,000 people there. Now, the White House is constantly warning members of the caravan that they will not be allowed into the United States. Trump was on the Ingram angle the other day, and he vowed that the migrants are not coming in and said the administration would build tent cities to house asylum seekers. We're going to have tents. They're going to be very nice, and they're going to wait, and if they don't get asylum, they get out. There are some that would think that politics is politics, and I have no doubt that Secretary Mattis doesn't think this is a stunt. But while it isn't, it isn't actually a stunt, this is also what the president said he was going to do. So this is going to help with morale right before the election. At the same time, this is a serious national security concern. So Mattis probably views that as such, and that's as he should. So regardless of whatever rests in the periphery of all of this, this is one of the reasons why Trump won the GOP nomination in the 2016 election. He was going to get tough on illegal immigration. And now he's done what he has to do that. Typically, and I say that with the most care I possibly can, we don't deploy troops in the United States. First of all, we have the Posse Comitatus Act. This is somewhat of an unprecedented action. Sending them to the border, I think everybody's in good shape on that one. But, I mean, when was the last time we had to defend our border with U.S. troops? Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Bueller? I mean, anybody got an answer for that one? It's been a while. I can't think of any time in this century, and possibly, I know they were, after Pearl Harbor, there were some deployments out there on the West Coast. But it's not like it's an everyday thing. And for the left out there, I'm sure they're looking at this saying, well, this is just political stuff, but name one time this has ever been done lately, people. I mean, military deployments, I know you guys don't pay any attention to that kind of thing, but this is not something that happens on a regular basis. Believe me. So, having said that, we will see what we see in about a week. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is holding one of his Make America Great Again rallies. This one will be in Columbia, Missouri. Now, before heading off to that rally, the president spoke about what asylum is and what it is not.
Asylum is not a program for those living in poverty. There are billions of people in the world living at the poverty level. The United States cannot possibly absorb them all. Asylum is a very special protection intended only for those fleeing government persecution based on race, religion, and other protected status.
President Trump also said on Thursday that State Department spokesman Heather Nauert is under very serious consideration to be the next ambassador to the United Nations. The president said he'd have an announcement on that next week. The Dow closed the day up 264 points, and the S&P 500 was up 28. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Franklin Armory is the trigger. When the trigger came out, that was a revolutionary design just in and of itself. But Franklin Armory makes one of the most solid platforms out there, period, bar none, when it comes to the AR-15 platform. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now then, this past weekend, I was, you know, I've been out of the Army. I left Europe, 31 years ago. I was in my 20s when I left Europe, and I left Europe 31 years ago. And the people that I served with over in Europe, I served in Europe longer than in any other duty station. So, got to hook up with one of my old buddies from Europe for the first time in 30-some-odd years. And we're sitting there, and his wife, who I had never met, but I completely get why he married her, because they're a perfect couple. I'm sitting there, and she's watching around, and I just ask her, what are you doing there, Robin? And she said, I like to people watch. People watching can teach you a lot. And that's what I want to bring to you. People watching can teach you a lot. And I'm going to give this to you verbatim. This is coming from a writer named Lee Duchovnik. Okay? And this is what he did, people watching one day. The people he got to watch is interesting. There's nothing like the local coffee shop near my home to hear the unvarnished truth. Tuesday morning, I was sitting with my morning brew reading how wonderful it was that the Dodgers got slam dunk when a group of 12 folks, mostly in their 20s, and the leader in her 40s, orders and they sit across from me at a large table and hold their meeting. They are the true believers, doorbell ringers for the Democratic candidate for the California Assembly in my district. The leader was a real piece of work, white, sour-faced, short hair, no makeup, black jeans and black tee, and wearing a black and white Palestinian kefia around her neck and carrying a notebook with the OFA, Organizing for Action, logo. Yes, Obama's own Revolutionary Guards. Let me report just the most salient instruction that was told to these folks, which was lie. In a nutshell, the leader said to ask the homeowners you contact what their political concerns are, then feed these concerns back as positive positions for the candidate. Taxes too high? Feedback that the candidate wants to lower taxes. More gun control? Feedback that the candidate wants more gun control. Too many immigrants? Feedback that the candidate wants to review the situation. And this went on ad nauseum for 15 minutes. Then one woman asked the leader about the candidate's position on Israel and what should they say. I stare at my laptop, listening, not daring to look at the group. The leader clears a throat and softly says, "Tell them Trump is Hitler, and only the Democrats can save the Jews from the next Holocaust." The woman who first asked the Israel question then asks, "But what if their concern is that there are already too many Jews in positions of power in America? You know, they are already on board with us." I looked up for a moment. The leader smiled like a hungry shark. "Give them the usual feedback loop, but don't leave until you get their email address and phone number. These folks are our most valued future recruits and will get personal attention from the state and national OFA." My wife would be proud. I just got up and left. I walked back home saying prayers for our republic's future. Sort of sounds like what happened when Project Veritas went to Claire McCaskill's camp, right? Yeah. Now then, it is, in fact, a violation of law to advocate violence against any individual if the proposed violence can be judged imminent and likely. That is not covered by the First Amendment. So in the context of incessant violence directed at conservatives, people like Eric Holder should be mindful of this legal standard when he suggests that leftists kick conservatives. One of Holder's cohorts, Maxine Waters, didn't specifically advocate violence against Trump cabinet officials, but she did direct people to form a mob and push back on them and tell them they're not welcome anytime, anywhere. I don't know about you, but if I'm surrounded by an angry leftist mob, this may or may not lead to violence, but it's the definition of political intimidation based on force, and since they're surrounding me, there may be violence. Since the Waters diatribe, we've seen various conservatives confronted by angry leftist mobs. And in the case of both Holder and Waters, a case can be made that they suggested imminent and likely violence and intimidation. The media clearly believes that rhetoric can lead to violence since they accuse the president of regularly inciting violence. But if Trump's intent is to incite violence, he's really bad at it because almost no one's listening to his dog whistles and violent rhetoric. The only significant example remotely backing up the media's narrative is one unstable career criminal mailing fake bombs to a list of leftists, many of whom had advocated actual violence against their political opponents. And now we're seeing a dearth of violence aimed at leftists and a lot of violence aimed at conservatives. So if rhetoric and violence are linked, we can assume that the media ignore a lot of leftist agitation of violence, or leftists are usually pushed to violence. Now, if you press them on the question, most of the media flacks would say Trump is responsible for the violence on both the left and the right. He's created an environment of anger. But he's also created an environment of joy and gratitude on the right. So, and any anger is a problem of the left. But when you suggest that he advocates violence, the left and corporate media will search in vain to find him advocating anything approaching violence against anybody. Instead, they invariably refer to his handful of statements at early rallies to punch someone, or something like that. And what they ignore is that Trump didn't point these people out at random. All of them were disruptful, or they were disrupting a lawful, peaceful gathering. And in each case, thousands of people waited hours to hear the future president speak. But a leftist agitator decided the leftist caterwauling was what the people really needed to hear, and they made it impossible for Trump to proceed. And some of them were attacking members of the audience, and Trump's quips were said in a joking manner, as always. The left is deaf to humor. This is a perfect example of Selena Zito's maxim that the left takes Trump literally but not seriously, and the right takes him seriously but not literally. The media make a regular case for literally killing the president by saying he's a racist and suggesting that he's the reincarnation of Hitler. And that might help them explain the regular violence meted out against Trump supporters by the left, the punishment of the proxies, if you will. So, rhetoric. One of my favorite things. Everybody's always talking about the... Do you know what kind of talk... I mean, during in 1968, when Martin Luther King was killed, the nation was in a curfew, wasn't it? I mean, it was where I lived. Adults couldn't be out after a certain period of time. And I need to look back at the rhetoric at that point, because I was only 7. But I was alive when that was going on, and I just remember that, you know, I watched the news with my dad every evening, and I just don't remember all the rhetoric. I don't remember any of that stuff. There was nothing of this sort happening then, and this was after an assassination of a civil rights leader. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. David Chipman, a retired ATF agent, this past Monday said that AR-15 rifles should be regulated like machine guns. The Hill recounted Monday in an advocacy piece exploiting the Tree of Life synagogue murders, Sandy Hook, Las Vegas, and Parkland, and dressed it all up like news. Chipman asserted, "When I support is treating them like machine guns. To me, if you want to have a weapon of war, the same gun that was issued to me as a member of the ATF SWAT team, it makes sense that you would have to pass a background check. The gun would have to be in your name, and there would be picture and fingerprints on file." Well, the ATF SRT team has select fire capabilities on their rifles. But this is that old deceptive tactic that goes back to the Violence Policy Center's Josh Sugarman, who noted back in 1988, the weapons menacing looks coupled with the public's confusion over fully automatic machine guns versus semi-automatic assault weapons, anything that looks like a machine gun is assumed to be a machine gun, can only increase the chance of public support for restrictions on these weapons. In addition, few people can envision a practical use for these guns. But wait, there's more, as Billy Mays would say. There would also be more required by such a new intolerable act that Chipman admits to. There would be a transfer tax and registration in the notoriously unreliable National Firearms Registration and Transfer Record. There's no reason to believe that bans on guns manufactured after a certain date, like the post-1986 machine gun ban, would not also be imposed. With the Trump administration's proposed bump stock ban, gun grabbers will have all the precedent they need in order to order us to dispose of their property, of our property, rather. There is a little veto involved in that, but if the government can mandate all that for semi-automatic rifles, why would functionally identical semi-automatic pistols be exempted, like my Nighthawk? It eventually would come down to my Nighthawk, which is holds 8 rounds in the magazine, 1 in the pipe. But, they didn't used to call the Brady campaign Handgun Control Incorporated, and the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, the national campaign to ban handguns for nothing. And that is, of course, another piece of what Chipman and the gun grabbers he works for want, as does the support of DSM. They're hoping, by coaching plans for bans in terms of reasonable common sense gun safety laws, that enough ignorant Americans will allow themselves to be swindled out of their rights. Now, believe it or not, the founders intended for you, America, to have weapons of war. Because the militia comprises the whole people. And they needed the weapons of war to have when they showed up to muster to become well-regulated as a coordinated body able to stand and prevail against professional soldiers. The right to keep and bear such arms is what they declared shall not be infringed, meaning prior restraints, permissions, and bans are supposed to be off the table. Chipman also had another list of his infringements. Like, I don't think you should be able to anonymously purchase 20 AR-15s at one time, and the government shouldn't know. As if someone caught doing that wouldn't face unlicensed dealer and or trafficking charges. And it's no surprise that he's supplementing his pension working for Gun Grabber Gabby as a senior policy advisor or gun grabber with a badge. Prior to that, he was a spokesoul for Michael Bloomberg and also did a stint for ShotSpotter, a great way for cities to spend tax plunder on something that produces few tangible results, but makes it look like the political class is doing something about, quote, gun violence, end quote. He's also the guy who several years back had one of the most ludicrous and over-the-top objections to the tracking point rifle system, which I don't know if you remember this or not. It was a new rifle scope combo that used a laser range finding and environmental and motion sensor and a sophisticated computer system to facilitate precision long-range shots. And here's what he wanted people to believe. This technology potentially enables any 2-bit criminal to operate with the skills of a highly trained sniper. So any 2-bit criminal can get his hands on a $17,000 bolt gun and from $7,000 to $16,000 for semi-automatic systems. And you notice that these products have since then been available for years, and there has not been one instance of a 2-bit criminal even having one, let alone using one. And that's a pretty good indicator of the shameless hyperbole that Chipman likes to employ. So it's not surprising that there are other ATF careers who viewed him as a self-serving opportunist at best. Cleanup ATF is a website that provides a forum for disaffected current and former ATF employees concerned with agency waste, abuse, corruption, and fraud. Now, David Kodrian and Mike Vanderbo, they've monitored Cleanup ATF for years. And in 2009, they tried to get the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform to hold hearings on their allegations to determine if this was just gripes of disgruntled employees or if they were legitimate concerns being raised by the guys in the field about top-level corruption and incompetence. This was in 2009, which means this is pre-Fast and Furious. If oversight had listened, they would probably not have found this thread on Cleanup ATF that described the deadly and cynical Operation Fast and Furious gun-walking criminal enterprise. If the committee had done their job and that had been uncovered in time, there's a good chance that we would not know the name Brian Terry, or at least not in the relation of him being a murder victim with a family still desperately looking for accountability and justice. Since the original Cleanup ATF lead and subsequent information provided by whistleblowers was borne out, it would probably behoove us all, and especially House Oversight, to at least look into what was alleged about Chipman before he retired. Because here's what, you know, when, quote, in quotes, when it was brought to the Bureau's attention that Chipman had tried to grease the skids for former ASAC Stankiewicz, the fifth floor was outraged and tanked the contract offer for someone who had so blatantly and publicly disagreed with the Bureau, disgraced the Bureau. That did not prevent him from sliding into some other non-Bureau contractor position. The problem is that Chipman has been manipulating the Bureau-sponsored contractor to pad the BQL with friends, and the net effect is that the truly qualified people are not being considered for the positions. It has also been stated that Chipman has delivered HIS version, or his version of the BQLs, for these contract positions, demanding his buddies be placed at the top of the list. So it's, you know, just fraud. Just fraud is all. And that's a strong word. But that's where the director's suite 500 is located. BQL, we presume, stands for best qualified list. Ancillary discussion suggests the references to showing favoritism, including for an executive colleague said that in conversation to had been at the center of a sexual harassment settlement. Stankiewicz literally got caught trying to pull down his pants on Intel GS. Name was redacted from this during the Coatesville serial arson case. So you have to ask, what has oversight got to lose by at least looking at the cleanup ATF website? I'm tired of all these guys lying and everything. Just because he was with the ATF, you know he's lying right away when he says that they had ARs because they had M4s. They had select, SRT has select fire capability. Whenever you hear them talking that way, just remember that part of it. Just remember that part of it. Hour number two is inbound, so we'll pick up the rant on that side. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.